Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 72 with Chris Lee. Alright guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, and today I have the absolute pleasure of being joined by the man, Chris Lee. I first came across his content when I was listening to a Lewis House podcast not long ago, and I was absolutely amazed, and I really wanted to get him on the show, and he's been kind enough to join us today. So Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show and to be a part of your amazing audience and to bring some tools that will elevate people's lives, which is the purpose of your podcast.
100%. And as I mentioned, when I first come across your content, I'm
so very excited to be here.
That's awesome. And as I was saying, when I come across your content, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, read a lot of books and stuff, and there's a lot of reoccurring themes, but when I come across yours, I was like honestly just amazed. It was an amazing episode, and like I said, I wanted to get you on the show, and you know, we got you here today, so we'll make sure we make the most of it. And and I want to get straight into it, man. So the episode that I listened to, you spoke briefly or spoke in detail with Lewis about the 7 points or the 7 keys to living a bulletproof life. So I want you to kind of go into a little bit more detail and share those 7 points with us today and the audience that are listening and watching.
So before I go into the 7 points, I just want to talk about what the context is of living a bulletproof life. And really, living a bulletproof life is a life where you don't give your power away to people or circumstances or situations. And so many times in life, we find ourselves giving our power away by reacting. And when you react, whether you're in judgment or you're in anger or you're upset about something, we don't realize that we give our power away. And so my premise of living a bulletproof life is that we have the power of choice. And when we're conscious of the choices we make, then that leads to conscious actions and conscious results. And I believe that we could all have a bulletproof life. We could all have a life where no matter what people say to you, no matter how people treat you, no matter what circumstances arise in your life, whether it's a health circumstance or a financial circumstance or a relationship circumstance, yeah, that you could be empowered no matter what. And you know, living a bulletproof life is really about having, you know, a conscious mindset, and it's about developing your emotional intelligence. So I go into these different steps that give people a simple guide into how to live that kind of life. And I just want to make it clear to everybody that the premise of this whole thing is that responsibility is I am responsible not only for what I do and not only what I have, but what I think. And yeah, so when I take responsibility for how I think, then that leads to choices, decisions, and actions and results. And, you know, I think that one of the biggest ways to live a bulletproof life is to live life clear on your purpose. You know, your purpose on why you're on this earth. What is your vision? What is your purpose in your life? What is your purpose as a business owner? What is your purpose as a man? What is your purpose as a woman? What is your purpose? What is the why? You know, and a lot of times people don't have a purpose, which is why they react so easily and why they have so many breakdowns, because there's no solid platform to stand on. And when you have a purpose, when you have a why, then you could withstand almost anything. And when I think about people like Oprah Winfrey, that, you know, she has created a massive life, when she was interviewed about what got her through the darkness, what got her through depression, what got her through drug abuse, what got her through sexual abuse, what got her through being fired from her first job on TV, she said, I had a purpose. I got clear about my purpose, and I got clear about my why, and she envisioned herself in that purpose. And so my question to everybody that's listening or watching us is, what's your purpose? What is it that inspires you? What is the end result? What is the legacy you want to leave behind? And sometimes people think that purpose is a complicated thing, like you have to really do some soul searching and you have to investigate it. And I don't believe that. I think we all know what our purpose is, and sometimes we're just afraid to own up to it. And so when I think about my purpose and everything I do, why am I'm even on this podcast with you,
yep.
Why do I do podcasts, why do I write books, why do I do seminars, it's because there's something driving me. And that thing that's driving me is my purpose is to make a difference in people's lives through love and through giving and through compassion. And so that's what inspires me to do the work that I do. And that's what inspires me to make it through any obstacle, any breakdown that I can have. You know, my brother died recently, and that knocked me off. But since I was clear about my purpose, I was able to use my brother's death as something to fuel my purpose,
yeah.
Versus had to be something that would stop me.
Bring you down, yeah.
Yeah, so purpose is really like the key to a bulletproof life, like when you're clear about your purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying?
100%. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. And it's something I talk about a lot on this podcast and on my my vlog on YouTube as well, is about how, you know, I am so passionate about what I do because I know my purpose, and that is to provide content for as many people as I can to try and change people's life through health and fitness. And whether that's from, you know, my content where I'm doing interviews with people like yourself, or whether that's through content showing my own journey, that's my purpose. And the thing I love about, you know, your seven steps about living a bulletproof life is that it is so relatable to any circumstance or any part of life. It's not just fitness, it's not just business, it's not just, you know, family, relationships, it's kind of everything. And I think that's what drew me in when I listened to it, is that it is just so relatable to anyone and everybody.
Yeah, when we're clear about our purpose in life, it allows us to step through our circumstances and step through pretty much anything that could hold us back. And so when we are clear about that, and when we live from that point, then we're able to create massive results. And I think that a lot of times people fail in business, and people fail in relationships, and people fail in health because they lose sight of that purpose. They lose sight of that vision. They lose sight of the why.
Mm.
And then the rigor of exercise becomes too much, or the rigor of a diet becomes too much, or the rigor of or the drama of a relationship becomes too much.
Yeah.
You know, so when you lose that purpose and you lose that why, then all of the circumstances become bigger. And so part of living a bulletproof life is realizing that you have the power to overcome any circumstance. You have the power to create the life that you want. You just got to be clear about why you're doing it. And when there's a why, there's a how. And when there's a why and there's a will, there's a saying called, when there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
And I believe that. And so purpose, you know, combined with the clear intention, that creates an unstoppable combination. So I got my purpose, which is the why, and then I can narrow it down to a specific vision. I could then narrow it down to a specific goal, and then apply intention to it. And intention is another key principle to a bulletproof life, and that's being clear about where am I going and why am I doing this, and combining that with pure attitude and self-confidence. And so intention with purpose, you start creating and attracting results that line up with that. You start attracting support, and you start attracting the kind of resources. So when you don't have a purpose, circumstances become bigger than you. When you have a purpose, you become bigger than any circumstance.
Yeah.
So that's the key distinction right there. And then the next piece to this is to remember that at the end of the day, everything's a perception.
Yeah.
Everything's an interpretation. Everything that happens is based on your filter. And when you interpret life from a victim platform or from a fear platform, that's when you start going down. That's when you start getting depressed and you get anxiety and you become stressful. And so stress, anxiety, and depression is probably the biggest cancer or the biggest cancers that kill success and that kill entrepreneurship, that kill health, that kill relationships, that kill finances, that kill all areas of our lives. And so the issue is not stress. The issue is not that someone talked to you in a way you didn't like. The issue is not that your girlfriend dumped you or your boyfriend dumped you or you have no money in the bank account.
Yeah.
The issue is where you go with it. And so interpretation and being responsible to interpret life in an empowering way. So instead of asking yourself, one of the ways to interpret in a powerful way a situation that would be negative is instead of asking yourself, why did my brother die? Why did my girlfriend leave me? Why do I have cancer? Why am I bankrupt? Why is this happening? Why will get me nowhere? That will just have me go deeper into depression. The question you really want to be asking is what for?
What for?
What for? What's the purpose? What is this happening for? What's the purpose? So this has happened in my life, but what for?
Yeah. Oh,
for me to grow, for me to learn, for me to wake up. My girlfriend dumped me. What for? What is that situation happening? Why is that happening? And what for? What for? Versus why, but what for? And, well, then for me to learn a lesson, you know, so the what for is really like, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of this breakup? What's the purpose? Do you still see me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good.
Okay. What's the purpose of this death? How can I use this? What for? So remember that everything's up to you and how you interpret life is up to you. And so when you take responsibility and choose a positive perception, a positive interpretation, and it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. Like somebody's flipping you the bird, you know, there I am flipping the bird. You might see a middle finger, but if you flip me the bird, flip me the bird back, I see half a peace sign. I'm like, oh, cool. The other finger's missing. You know, the middle finger, which in the United States and I'm sure in Australia means the same thing.
Yeah, it does.
You know, go screw yourself. You know, not to use a more vulgar word because we're on a podcast, but someone who has no tools of transformation, you do that to him, they'll do it twice back.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be mad. How dare you? How could you tell me to go screw myself? Meanwhile, all you did was flash me the middle finger. It means nothing.
Exactly.
But your interpretation takes it personal and gets upset and feels offended.
I think it's powerful.
The issue
a
is
really
not
powerful,
that you flash me the middle finger. The issue is my interpretation.
Yeah, 100%. And I was just going to say a really powerful example you used, I've heard you use, is actually about your mum when you know, the unfortunate event of your brother passing away, her perception of the situation. Do you want to just have a quick chat about that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So my mom, when he passed away, you know, she could have said it's the end of my life. She could have said this is it. But my mom chose to see that as a blessing. And I know it's a blessing, but my brother was a severe alcoholic. He was he was unable to beat the disease. No matter what tools he got, no matter what support he got, he was in and out of rehab and he had liver disease. And so my mom chose to see it as he's now in peace. He's now going to be an angel that's going to guard over us. So my mom has chosen to interpret that in a way that empowers her.
Yeah.
And I'm interpreting it in a way that empowers me, because it's easy to go to a dark place about someone dying. But, you know, it's all interpretation. So everything's an interpretation. And she's interpreting it in a way that empowers her, and she's able to move forward in her life.
Yeah, and one tool that I picked up from that podcast is an exercise that you were explaining to Lewis, how, you know, everyday things such as sitting in traffic, or, you know, your phone running out of battery, or having to go to the supermarket and pay the bills or whatever it may be, instead of going, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, which puts you in a very negative mindset. You don't look forward to it and whatnot. Changing that have to, and then changing that round to I am blessed to. And I think, because obviously listening to a podcast and watching a video, it's easy to hear these things and then go, oh yeah, that's really cool, but then not putting it into action. But, you know, I've been using that tool, and it does make such a difference. You know, your mindset from going, you know, I have to do this, to then saying I get to do this, or I'm blessed to do this. Like, it just changes it completely.
Yes, yeah, it's a game changer, because once again, we're going back to a bulletproof life. A bulletproof life is someone who chooses to live based on their purpose, but it's also someone who chooses to be responsible for how they perceive things. And when you take responsibility for your perceptions, then you choose to see things in a positive way. And part of what I did on the podcast was I did an exercise with Lewis where I said, okay, Lewis, tell me all the things you have to do that you don't like to do. And he was like, well, I have to do laundry, and I have to wake up in the morning, and I have to go do exercise, I have to diet. And even those of you watching and listening to us right now, think of all the things you have to do that you don't like to do on a daily basis. And most people, 99% of people on the planet, live life from have to. And not only is it a have to in your brain, but it's a have to in your energy level, because nobody likes to do what they don't like to do. And so when you think about every single day, I have to wake up, and I have to go into traffic, and I have to pay the bills, and I have to, you know, pay taxes, and I have to go and get a dental cavity filled, I have to go to the doctor. There's so many things that we have to do on a daily basis that we don't like to do. And there's so many things that we put off in the future because we have to do them, so we don't want to do them now.
Yeah.
So put them off for later.
Yeah.
And so there's things that we blow off or that we procrastinate because we have to do it. And so the whole have to is a victim mentality. You feel like a victim. You feel exhausted. And not only that, you have a have to energy about you that the people that surround you are like, oh my God, there's Mr. Have to.
Yeah.
This negative vibe around you, and people around you are like, you know, aren't inspired by you. And as a matter of fact, it feeds into their have to's. So basically, the exercise is to take a whole list of things you have to do and shift it from have to I'm blessed to. So what happens when you shift it to I'm blessed to? You start seeing the bigger picture. You go back to purpose.
Yeah.
You go back to why. And then when I say I'm blessed to, and I add a because, for example, the same thing, I would have to go to work. Well, I'm blessed to go to work because it means I have a job.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm blessed to be in traffic because it means that I'm going somewhere. It means that I have a car I could drive. I'm blessed to pay my bills because it means that I'm, you know, productive, and I'm consuming, and I'm living life. I'm blessed to, I mean, let's take it down to something basic. Every single morning is a blessing that you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're alive. How amazing is that? You know, really at the end, you know, one of the things that spurred that conversation or that sponsored that exercise was my stepfather, who 2 years ago passed away. When he was on his deathbed, he said, Chris, come here. I'm like, what? What's up? How are you? Are you okay? He's like, I want to tell you something. This is my dad on his deathbed. He goes, I miss traffic. I'm like, why do you miss traffic? He goes, because it meant I was going somewhere.
Yeah.
And right now I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Mm.
And he also said, one day, everything you complain about, have-tos, will become luxuries to you.
Yeah, that's powerful.
In other words, you'll wish you have that to complain about.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so really, the whole, if we were to look at the whole premise to a bulletproof life, is to see life as a blessing.
Yeah.
To live in gratitude. When I live in gratitude and I wake up and I'm celebrating and I'm grateful and I'm happy for the life that I have and I'm happy for all the things that are happening and I'm living my purpose and I'm going after my dreams but with a positive energy and I'm not taking any of the setbacks personal because I'm choosing to see things in a positive way, then I truly have a bulletproof life. I become unstoppable. And I create the things that I want in my life. And that's really the, you know, living an abundant life is available to all of us. Most people think that abundance and prosperity is having a lot of money or having 2 million downloads a month on a podcast. You are already abundant. You've got 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 5,000 people listening to you. You are blessed. You know, the fact that you have anybody listening is amazing. Imagine,
yeah.
You know, I think about back when I was in elementary school, I used to get in trouble for talking too much. Now I get paid. I get paid to talk. And, you know, I do conferences around the world, and my words become words in a book. And I get paid to write books, and I get paid to coach. I coach Lewis. He's my client. I coach Drew Cannoli. I coach some of the biggest game changers in transformation. I am their personal coach. And, you know, when I think about my life, I think about I'm so blessed, you know, and part of what has created that prosperity is I am abundant.
Yeah.
And when you live from abundance, it's not about how much money you have or how much fame you have or how hot your body looks or any of the above. It's really about being grateful, being in gratitude. And so when I see life as a blessing and everything around me is a blessing, then life gives me more blessings.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So when I see life as a blessing, life gives me more blessings. And so an exercise I invite all of the people listening to us and watching us to do is make a list of all the things you have to do and how does each one feel. For example, I have to go to work every day, and the reason why it's a have to is because I feel, you know, like I don't like the traffic or I don't like going to the same job. I have to pay bills and I feel, you know, stressed out. I have to be in traffic and I feel trapped. I have to blank and I feel blank. And then switch that list, make a list of 10 things to I am blessed to go to work every day because it means I have a job. I'm blessed to be in traffic because it means I'm going to work. I'm blessed to pay my bills because I'm blessed to blank because.
Yeah.
And you'll notice how that's a game changer. I've gotten so much feedback from so many people. Like literally over 1,000 people have written me on Facebook, Instagram, etc., letting me know how that small little thing changed their world.
Yeah, guys, I highly recommend, I encourage you to do this activity because I did it and it, you know, it is like, it is extremely powerful, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to get Chris on the show. And now, Chris, I just wanted to change speed a little bit, mate. I wanted to get you to have a quick chat about your story, kind of what you do now, how you've got to the point you're in now, and, you know, just a bit about your own journey.
Sure. My family moved to Puerto Rico when I was a year old, so I grew up in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm originally from New York City, and once we were in Puerto Rico, my father, biological father, abandoned my mom and 5 kids. So we grew up in a very, you know, very tense environment, to say the least. And my mom was never around. She had to work to put food on the table. And then when I was 10, my mom remarried. And my stepfather, who was our guardian angel out of nowhere, came up and really took our lives to a whole new level. And so I went to school in Puerto Rico, and then I went to college in Boston, Massachusetts, where I participated in a series of mindfulness seminars, though they didn't call it that back then, emotional intelligence workshops. And basically they were called motivational workshops, to lack of a better word. And it was through those workshops that I saw myself doing that. I went, you know what, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to impact people in a positive way. I was studying psychology and television production and communications at the same time in college. And when I saw what was happening in the seminar and how people's lives were literally transforming because they were transforming their mindset, that's when I started realizing that everything in life is a mindset. And so when I graduated college, I pursued a career in a seminar company. And it's in that seminar company that I became a trainer and started traveling the world leading seminars for that company, to the point where I was able to create my own brand, my own seminars. And then I've been doing my own seminars for the last 20 years. And it's been an incredible experience. I do leadership seminars, emotional intelligence seminars through different companies around, you know, my own companies and companies that I support. And that's when I started going to life coaching and into writing books and and that. But my journey has been an amazing journey, because it's been like I've been educated based on the experience of the work. I've done seminars in Australia. I've been in Sydney. I've been in all over Latin America, Russia, China, everywhere. I also participate in television. I do television shows and radio shows. And I've been, you know, a content creator for Univision and participated as a life coach in different work in different shows. I'll be soon doing a show on the E Channel, which I can't really go into detail, but it's coming up soon.
Yeah,
so
man,
you'll soon find out about that.
Keep an eye out.
The E Channel is where the Kardashians are. And no, I'm not going to be on the Kardashians, but I'm going to be on as a life coach on a show. I've just been contracted for that, which is great.
Yeah.
And, you know, always coaching clients. I've got a lot of high profile celebrities that I work with and coach people. But basically, it's following my heart, following my vision, and staying true to my why.
Yeah, and your purpose.
I've been committed to that why.
Yeah, that's amazing. And something that I ask a lot of the guests on the show, and I assume you're not too different to them, is what do you have a morning ritual? Do you have something that you do every single day that you find puts you in that kind of that mental state you need to be in to have a you know, a productive day, a positive
Hello?
Day. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Ah, sorry, cut out. I was just saying, do you have a morning ritual that you stick to most days that puts you in that mental state where you're going to be productive, you're going to be positive, and you're grateful for what you're doing day to day?
I do. I have a, first of all, the first thing I do when I wake up is I give thanks to my creator, to my light, to my energy. I'm not a religious person, but I'm spiritual. So I have a higher energy that I acknowledge, and I wake up giving thanks. Then the second thing I do is I take time to visualize the kind of day I'm going to have. So part of that visualization is implementing my why. So I declare the day I'm going to have. Today I'm going to create, and I pick three words that represent the environment of the day that I'm going to have. Whether it's, for example, this morning, I declared I'm going to create a day filled with joy, love, and passion. And so I'm declaring my intention to the universe of the kind of day I'm going to have. So even if the world rains on me, even if there's traffic, even if there's, no matter what happens, I get, you know, something unpleasant, you know, in my business or whatever, life is always happening, I am loyal to creating that day. And so that's the day I'm going to have. And then the other thing I do is after I have breakfast, I take a moment and I am blessed to live in front of a water. And so what I do is I sit in my balcony and I have my coffee. and I look at this view.
Nice. Very nice.
And I breathe it in and I continue my day. That's my daily ritual.
That's awesome. For those of you guys that are watching, that's in Miami, right, Chris?
That's Miami Beach. And this is my book I want everyone to know about.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, guys, so if you're like me and you've been listening to this podcast like I listen to Lewis's, you're probably thinking right now, how can I get more of Chris's content? So, Chris, this is your book. Do you want to tell them where they can purchase a copy?
Yeah, the book is called 10 Principles of Abundance and Prosperity. It's called Transform Your Life, 10 Principles of Abundance and Prosperity, and you can get it on Amazon.com, or you can order it directly on my Instagram page, which is at Chris Motivador with a D. Motivador is motivator in Spanish. So it's at Chris Motivador, M-O-T-I-V-A-D-O-R. At Chris Motivador, that's my Instagram. And that's where you can order the book. And the book is 10 Principles of Abundance Prosperity. And included in the book is the exercise of blessed to versus have to.
Awesome. And I'll put all those links in the show notes, guys, so you don't have to worry about trying to remember all that. Chris, I can't thank you enough for coming on the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast today. And I'm sure everybody listening and watching is extremely grateful as well. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, and I wish you the best. And count on me, and let me know when this comes out so I can promote it and let other people know about it.
100%. All right, mate. Well, you enjoy your day. And guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Subscribe to the podcast and my YouTube if you haven't already. And I look forward to chatting to you guys in next week's episode.